This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good news, Tommy?
Good news.
It wasn't just you.
Oh.
The bad news? A lot of people are pissed off.
A lot of yous.
But the excuses people are using are ridiculous. Because, look, you can be mad at yourself.
Yeah.
You can make the argument maybe things weren't the most clear, but one thing is for sure.
What's that?
When people find out they're not the only one who broke the rules, the comfort they have giving the stupidest excuses.
But the numbers don't lie.
Is astonishing. Yeah, they don't lie that this many people broke the law.
Everybody's doing it.
You're hanging out in the break room. Ruts, just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, how'd you like to see three bright, smiley faces this morning?
Yeah. Should I leave the room?
You can log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch. Our live stream is up and going. The Break Room WCMF on YouTube or Twitch. We'd love to have you in.
Oh, yeah.
It's like being in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
This cruddy room.
All of that brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewing. Three Heads is celebrating the House of Guitar's 60th anniversary by releasing the Blue Nose Guitar Man Blueberry Belgian Waffle Cream Ale.
That's a lot of beer in that can.
That's right, buddy. You can look for it in stores and on tap. And don't forget to give the gift of music and beer this holiday season.
Oh. La 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 la. Never thought of that. Music and beer.
There you go. The biggest controversy in Rochester,
what's that?
The last 6 weeks has to have been the construction camera just past the Freddie Sue Bridge on 490 East. Good news.
Mm-hmm.
The camera is now gone.
Yeah. Thank you. Only cost me $225.
Oh, we'll get there.
Or so you think.
Could be more.
True.
No, so look, you don't have to worry about that camera being there anymore. But we now have the final tally of how many people got popped on the bridge with that construction camera speeding.
Roll those numbers, baby.
Story on 10ABC late last week says the camera issued over 25,000 tickets.
So that's more than a Knicks game.
Yeah.
That's between a Knicks game and a Cubs game.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the Knicks are about 20,000, Cubs about 35.
Sure. And I'm sure you're wondering, well, what does that equal in dollar bills?
It's got to be insane.
The 25,000 tickets that construction camera got, just that camera.
Because the minimum pop would be $50.
You got it. And then we found out that some people were getting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tickets.
Yeah.
In total, that one camera brought in $1.2 million in fines.
What a scamola.
And one third of that was just from Tommy Mueller.
Yes.
Because you got three of them so far, right?
Yeah.
Because you're a lawbreaker.
And they escalate.
Yes. So there are a lot of people not happy with
Yeah,
this.
I got ripped off.
Obviously, okay.
You're not totally screwed and ripped off.
You're not the only one. 10NBC keeps finding all of them. Because Berkeley Brain found some more folks willing to go on camera to once again say what a scam this whole thing was. For example, Andrew, he went on 10NBC. He got a ticket and he's furious.
Yeah.
And he says he got the ticket under false pretenses.
Hey, he's a good guy.
Just listen to his excuse that he gave to 10NBC over the weekend.
Did you think you were speeding?
No, not at all. I was moving right along with the rest of the traffic.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not speeding.
Okay.
That's just keeping up with the Joneses.
Two things. Two things.
What?
Just because you were going with traffic doesn't mean you weren't speeding. Because if everyone else was speeding, you were speeding.
Yeah, but we're all speeding. We kind of got together on this.
Yeah, and you all got tickets.
In a mutual agreement.
You all got tickets. But the best part of that interview.
Keeping up with traffic?
No, not that part. Yeah. I want you to listen to the first thing he says. Go ahead, Kimmy. Could you roll it back for me one more time?
Did you think you were speeding?
No, not at all. I was moving right along with the rest of the traffic.
Okay, I don't think I was speeding. So, that also doesn't mean you weren't speeding. Because the state, you see, has a camera that's set to take a picture if you exceed a certain mile an hour. And they have that as proof. And you have, I don't think I was speeding.
I will say there's got to be an argument for zero tolerance. Because this thing nailed you whether you were doing 1 mile over or you were doing 20.
Again.
Like, there was fluctuation. They didn't give you any grace.
No, you keep saying that. We have yet to meet someone that got a ticket for 41.
Like 41.
I think it says it in the letter I got.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Because if somebody got a ticket for going 41 or 42, the phone number is 252-WCMF.
I'm telling you, I think they're out there.
We have yet to hear from them.
Because I thought, like, because it's just a camera.
Uh-huh.
So it just clicks.
Yeah, that's how cameras work, yeah.
Yeah, it's got no... It's got no soul.
Is that what you want?
It's not a Christian. It's not going to go to heaven.
Seems like it's pretty undeniable technology.
Right, but it's very, like, a cop may issue a warning.
Oh.
Like, I think most of the people that got this would have gotten a warning.
You think that a cop would have given you a warning for speeding through a
Because I was doing 51 in a 40. I don't think I'm getting a ticket.
That's 11 over.
And I think with my charm and good looks, I could have pleaded that down.
Let me ask you a question. Should you get a ticket for 76 and a 65?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Oh, no.
I always think.
Should you get a ticket for 66 and a 55?
66 and a 55? Because I usually do that.
Oh, really? Really? So you're speeding all the time?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Well, everybody does.
No, because not everybody got a ticket. I took that route every single day. I didn't get one of those tickets.
Oh,
no, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
So good.
If your excuse is.
As strong as a mountain goat.
If your excuse is, I don't think I was speeding and you thought that was going to work, I think that everyone on trial for murder should get up on the stand and go, I don't think I murdered him.
Well, you have to hear.
Not guilty!
Not all murders aren't, you know, I mean, you at least hear the guy's, you know, his plea, what he's got to say.
Okay. These speed cameras, now that we know.
Are a scam.
That they took, no, they took in 25,000 tickets, or they popped 25,000 tickets, and they brought in $1.2 million.
They have to be illegal, like under the Constitution.
Explain how that would work?
Because I read the Constitution.
No, you didn't.
Well, I got the gist of it.
No, the Constitution itself is the gist. It's not a very long document.
By the way, the Constitution ain't got nothing about cameras in it.
Exactly, that's my point.
So they shouldn't have cameras.
How is this unconstitutional?
Because it's not mentioned in the Constitution. So how can a camera arrest me?
It didn't arrest you.
It kind of did.
No, it didn't stop you. Arrested is you have been stopped.
Well, it accused me of something.
No, it proved that you did.
But you admitted to it. It's not like you're saying you didn't go that fast. You're just saying it shouldn't be this way.
I don't want these cameras to put officers out of work.
Okay.
You know, it's hard. You know, these guys, they got to feed their families.
Mm-hmm. Just the guys, though?
Oh, the gals, too.
You're betting 1,000 a day.
Gals, too.
These speed cameras, and what you're hearing out of the mouth of this man across from me.
I ain't got it.
You got it? You don't pay mortgage?
It's around the holidays.
Okay. You don't buy gifts for anybody.
Well, nobody's getting turkey this year.
You know what my favorite...
You don't buy the turkey?
My favorite part of this is if this construction was going on through, like, the village of Pittsburgh time, be like, good, everybody's slowing down through the area.
He was pro these cameras until he got his ticket.
I didn't know how expensive they were.
We have audio of him crushing people, calling and be like, this is unfair. Like,
and they even time out how they snail mail you these bills, knowing that you're going to get multiple of these because you're going to go this way. Most people have the same route to work.
But the amount of people who would welcome this kind of thing on the street they live on to catch all the punk asses speeding down the road.
But I'm not a punk ass. I'm a taxpaying citizen.
That was going too fast.
I'm a homeowner.
Okay.
Property owner.
You're not a
landowner.
You're none of those things. And if you want to talk about the way the country used to work, you would have no say in anything, not owning property. Here's what I'm getting at. With this man's excuse that he gives on 10NBC for these
cameras. Keep it up with traffic.
With this man that you're hearing throw out every terrible excuse in the book. It pushes to the forefront maybe one of the worst traits of humanity.
What's that?
Everyone is for law and order until they're the ones that get into trouble. If someone else is accused of something, you don't want to hear any excuses. And we watch that happen with him and these cameras, as I point to Tommy.
But mm-hmm. I didn't leave my house going, I'm going to speed today and break the law.
There are lots of people who don't set out to go kill someone.
I accidentally
yeah.
did something that,
sure.
I now that I know, I'll slow down. So I shouldn't have to pay.
How does that go? Ignorance is no excuse for the law. I forget how that saying goes. How does it go?
Ignorance is cool under the law.
Okay. Kimmy, you hear things all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, don't do that crime if you can't do the time. And that's just the way that life works. And then suddenly, it's you. And then life's not fair. Whoa, 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 whoa. The only problem with this camera in the eyes of the public.
It's not fair.
Is that it caught so many people.
Well, it caught people and caught people multiple times. So you may. It didn't give you a chance to like
adjust.
Change your habits before you got like,
right.
you know, three in a
whoa,
row.
Whoa, whoa.
If I would have got popped by a police officer, I would know right away what I did, and mm-hmm. I would slow down or take another way home.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't allowed that. So I got three tickets before it was, I didn't even know I did anything wrong.
Okay, so you're also bringing up another weird thing that has shown up in this argument, talking about that Freddie Sue Bridge camera. It is now down 25,000 tickets written, $1.2 million in
really?
Fines. There is this weird idea about breaking the law that all of a sudden has shown up. That if you don't get caught breaking the law, you didn't do anything wrong. And we've heard and seen and read, just like you are saying now, that this isn't fair because a cop didn't catch me. And if
right.
a cop caught me, this would have happened in X, Y, Z. And these people assume they know how to slow down when they see someone running radar to avoid a speeding ticket. And that's a great skill to have.
Yeah.
Great skill to have. But just because you managed to avoid radar doesn't mean you weren't breaking the law when you were speeding.
Well, it's sporadic. I break the laws here and there.
No, but that's what I mean. You broke the law. You
after
just,
hours.
You just weren't caught.
Yeah.
So you were breaking the law.
Don't count.
Okay, but you got caught here. Because what you were looking for wasn't there. It's kind of why they like change technology in stores and banks so people can't rip them off as easy. Because once you think you figured out how the system works, it's easy to skirt the law. Well, now that these cameras exist and you don't see a cop running radar, even though they put a big sign out saying
that sign was not that big.
I saw the sign.
And by the way, I was going fast. So I didn't have time to read it. How are you going to read a sign when you're doing 65 on a sharp bend like that? Not fair.
I mean, look, man. Look, just because you don't get caught doesn't mean you're not breaking the law.
I am done with your New York State interstate. Done.
You're just going to take the back roads from here on out.
I do. I'm taking my
but
business.
You, but even if you take the back roads.
I'm on Main Street now with the real people.
No.
Me and Seeger.
You could still get a ticket there, too.
Tom,
probably easier, honestly.
Tom on Main Street. Wow, no, no. 252-WCMF-252-9263. We've been rambling. Let's let some other people in.
All right.
We're a community here. Let's talk to Andrew. Hey, Drew. How are you, brother?
Hey, good, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
So, not for nothing, but the whole reason these cameras have come around is for the construction workers' safety. And being somebody that works in road construction, people need to start slowing down because people aren't paying attention. They're texting, looking on their phone, doing whatever, except slowing down. And too many construction workers have gotten hurt.
No, Tommy, go ahead and tell him that his safety doesn't matter. Go ahead.
It does, but I was going...
it does, but? Did you say but? Your safety matters, but Andrew.
I was going to safe speed. I was only doing 51.
In a 40.
Were you texting or looking down?
No.
No, he actually doesn't know how to use his phone when he's not driving.
Yeah,
so.
That is one thing we can say he definitely wasn't doing.
I mean, and no, Andrew brings up the biggest point of all of this.
Safety.
Well, that's the reason these cameras existed in the first place, because the last couple of summers, we have had a horrifying run of men and women working on the side of the roads, getting hurt, and sometimes even
close
killed.
Close calls.
Yes,
yeah.
Right? And we saw the videos over and over and over again. So if you want to call this a cash grab, fine. I'm not going to have a big argument about it. But if it keeps guys like Andrew safe... Tommy, what's the problem?
I'll tell you why, because they don't want to keep Andrew safe. They want to make money.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's why they put that camera up and didn't tell me about it for three weeks. They wanted me to continue to speak.
The money from it.
Well, Andrew, question.
To collect
did you
money.
Notice that people slowed down once they started getting these tickets?
Some of them. The majority, yeah.
Okay. So it did make a difference.
He doesn't know he's working. You can't be watching the cars and digging the hole at the same time, Andrew.
No, but there are guys that watch traffic for that reason because people aren't paying
attention. I thought those guys were just lazy.
They might be. It might be the lazy job.
Like the guy that's always working at Sign.
Andrew, thanks for the call, buddy. Stay safe out
there. Thank you for your support.
Go Bills.
Go Bills. You know, I care about safety, but I'd like to do 11 over in a work zone.
11. 11. Can't you give me 11?
All right, so we've talked about a whole bunch of stuff here, right? How much the cameras brought in, how many tickets have been written, how all of these excuses have showed up. But I think the biggest lesson
that
we should take from this whole Freddie Sue camera debacle is how bad you look when you complain.
Yeah, I think, like, if there's nothing you could do about it, it's frustrating and I get it. But, like, to go on camera especially and complain about it, what were you hoping to get out of it?
So let's break that down further. If you can give me one more time, let's use Andrew as an example, right? This is Andrew again on 10NBC over the weekend. He got a ticket and he didn't think he deserved it, and this was his excuse.
Did you think you were speeding?
No, not at all. I was moving right along with the rest of the traffic.
So Andrew there.
Now.
That's what you sound like.
Now.
That's what you sound like.
I never sound like that.
Andrew there took time out of his day.
Yes.
He voluntarily put his face on camera for this interview, and he laid it all out.
Channel 10, man. Come on.
But he laid it all out there.
Yeah.
And for what? A $50 ticket.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you look soft, doesn't it?
And a Berkeley Breen autograph.
Wait, do you get those?
Question.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
If you get pulled over by a police officer for speeding in a construction zone, isn't it more than $50?
And they take points off your license.
Yeah. So, I mean, you kind of got off easy, really.
Thank you. But, like, what, to your point a second ago, Kimmy, like, when Andy went on the show on 10NBC to complain, what did he think was going to happen?
I don't know.
That the state was going to swoop in and wipe out the ticket because Andy's frustrated?
Because Channel 10 will fight for you.
Okay. Did Andy think that the greater Rochester area was going to rise up with pitchforks and torches and descend upon the camera to take it down like it was Dracula? Second Dracula reference. All he's doing is complaining on TV about $50.
Maybe Brett Davison writes a song about me and performs it next year at the East End Festival.
Like, should we start a GoFundMe for Andrew for the $50?
Andrew Strong.
Thank you, Andrew.
Oh, he'd write a song.
But look, man, I mean, like, it's $50. Yeah. And I get that $50 is a lot of money.
And it is. It's a lot of money.
But he only got one, as far as we know in this story.
No, yeah.
And here's the thing, $50 is a lot of money. But it's not take time out of my day to go on TV and complain about a camera kind of money. Because you want me to start a GoFundMe for him? I'll start it. And I'll cut him we'll get a big old check and we'll hand it to Andrew and we'll bring him down to the studio. Here's your $50, Andy.
And I wish I only had a 50.
Yeah, stop speeding. Just take a break.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It comes down to safety versus scary.
What happened?
One could hurt you. The other one could traumatize you for the rest of your life. Mm. So if you had to choose one.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 to WCMF. I got the hiccups. Hold on. I'm sorry. So you asked if this was a legitimate story.
And yeah, what happened?
In this case, it is not. But this has happened to people in the past. An online poll had a lot of people asking themselves a very disturbing question over the weekend.
Was they disturbing?
All right, that question is very simple. Tommy, there is a person you find under your bed.
All right.
Would you rather that person under your bed be alive or dead?
Interesting concept, actually.
Would you rather find a living, breathing human capable of whatever underneath your most private area of your home? Or would you rather look underneath the bed to find a body having no idea how long it's been there? Kimmy, let's start with you. Living or dead under the bed, and why?
I mean, I guess dead, because I know they can't hurt me.
Okay, So you're going to go with dead.
So for my own survival, I guess I'm picking dead body.
Dead body under the bed.
Even though I don't know if that thing's going to haunt me the rest of my life.
Okay, Tommy, living or dead under the bed, what are you going with?
I would say finding a dead body under my bed would be horrifying.
Okay.
Just based on how long it's been there.
True.
What I got to do with it.
Sure.
How did it get there? I'm going to take living thing.
You want a living person under your bed?
Over a, yeah.
Why? So just based on the trauma.
And my first two wives.
Okay. I was going to say, this is a nice change of pace for you. Most women, when they get in bed with you, dead on top of the bed.
So you're saying because you're kind of disgusted by the thought of a dead body.
Yeah.
So you're
it's a corpse. Person. And it could be bloated and stinky. Ugh.
Ryan doesn't come until Friday.
Yeah, I'd rather deal with whatever's under my bed being alive.
Okay, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Under your bed, dead body, living person. And as far as this poll goes,
yeah,
it was almost exactly 50-50.
Wow. Oh, much like the country when we vote.
There was a decimal point difference. Mm. Folks preferring a dead body over a living person.
Now think about it. If it's a living person under your bed, probably not that big. Because you can get under your bed.
I guess it depends on how big your bed is.
So I don't think you've got, like, you know, an offensive lineman under your bed.
Okay, but with all due respect, any normal-sized human, I mean, hell,
you couldn't fit under my bed.
Oh, really?
No.
you want to test that out?
You couldn't, because we got one of them adjustable beds. You couldn't get underneath there because all the stuff that's underneath.
No, you got stuff under your bed.
Yeah.
I couldn't pull that stuff out and hide under your bed.
Well, I'd see it out. You wouldn't be hiding very
You'd
well.
You'd be like, what's that? And you look under it. Gosh, stab you right in the eye. All right, so Kimmy, for you, safety is your main
issue. I think it's just more, you know, survival mode. Like, if that person's living, I don't know what my odds are. So
okay.
I'm going dead body.
Okay, I get that logic. Mm. But are you sure that when it comes to safety, the living person would be the most dangerous? Because you would have to ask yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask yourself.
How, you got a Catalana.
Yeah.
How the person under your bed ended up dead. And why they ended up dead under your bed.
I don't know if they just died naturally.
Under your bed.
I don't know.
I'm going to crawl underneath there and die. They're not dogs that go off into the wilderness.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't know if somebody put the body there.
Which like would also be very scary.
Would, you're right. That would be
alarming. It could be a med.
And that person under your bed still got under your bed somehow, whether they got there and died, whether somebody put them there after they killed them. Is that not a more dangerous situation?
Yeah, if you think it through.
I still think I'll figure that out later. At least I'm not dealing with a living person that could hurt me in the moment.
How about when they got to take the body out?
Yeah, I know. It's not ideal.
And then you'd have to go to bed that night. Knowing there was a dead body under your bed.
Well, she never cleans underneath there.
Well, yeah, there's a dead body under there. I mean, look, I'm kind of with Tommy on this one.
Yeah.
Because there's no guarantee the alive person under your bed would be dangerous.
Maybe they're scared.
Okay, there could be that. We've seen those stories before.
Though?
Running. They could be running from someone trying to hurt them.
Maybe they
running to your house. Where's the person that's chasing them now?
I mean, if you're under a bed, you're not very intimidating. You're hiding under a bed.
Well, I mean, there aren't many hiding spots. I would think under a bed, whether intimidating or not intimidating, would be one of those spots.
But most intimidating things don't hide.
Think of how terrifying it's going to be, though, like once you confront that person.
Maybe I make a friend.
You don't know.
Maybe he's a drinking buddy.
You don't know what they're there for.
They could be drunk. We've seen those stories before, Kimmy, where people accidentally go inside the wrong house.
Yeah.
They're all left up and they panic and they hide.
But you don't know.
Okay,
but
you're right.
But
I can find out.
At least if the person's dead, I know that I'm not going to be hurt in that moment.
I don't know. What if there's someone in the closet that killed that person?
Well, we didn't talk about somebody in the closet.
Yeah,
that was a part
you.
Of the scenario.
You weren't thinking.
Put you under the bed, then I'm going to go hide in the closet and wait.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, we're going to.
Now we're just throwing stuff in there.
No,
it's not part of the experiment.
I don't think that that's that crazy a thought that somebody killed them, put them under your bed.
If there's somebody in the closet hiding, I'm going to take the person under the bed.
But you wouldn't know that until it was too late.
And you go further with the ramifications of the dead person under the bed. My wife's going to want to move.
From the dead
person.
She's not going to want to be in the
house. I would probably want to move either way.
Okay, but
I don't want to move.
He's so lazy, he will take either having a living man or a dead man under his bed.
Yeah, if I find a dead person in my house, I'm still living there.
I don't know, man. Like,
oh, for God's sake. Let's say he just died.
But you wouldn't know how this person died.
Heart attack.
Under your bed?
Well,
startled him.
No, I mean, look, if somebody died under your bed, it's probably under nefarious circumstances.
Yeah.
What if it's like
they're probably waiting for you.
What if it's just some weirdo?
Like a wino or something?
Wino, some, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that would bother
underwear
me.
Underwear sniffer got underneath there and took it too far.
He sniffed himself to death off your underwear?
He done sniffed it. He sniffed the wrong part.
How would... 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A poll over the weekend has taken America by storm, and it now has this room split yeah. down the middle. Yeah. It's an almost 50-50 preference. You look under your bed. Would you rather find a dead person or a living person under your bed?
I'm wondering if more women would pick dead person just based on, like, especially if I'm somebody who lives alone, I'm definitely taking dead person.
Okay, fine. Yeah. But let's go back to this whole idea of what would make you move.
Well, at least you brought somebody home.
Kimmy, you said, Tommy, you said the dead person would make your wife want to move.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy, you said that also, the dead person or the living person?
If I could move, if I could move after finding a dead body anywhere in my house, I would.
Okay. Yeah. And I kind of agree with that. Like, the dead body would be more traumatizing because, like, if you wanted to, after finding someone alive underneath your bed, you could make your home a fortress. You can go buy locks and cameras and lasers and scary dogs. Right? And you will make sure that no one outside of who belongs there gets in that house ever again. Like, and on top of that, even if you didn't do it, what are the odds that two people separately break into the same house where you live?
Yeah.
Almost zero. Not knowing where that dead body came from would be 1,000% worse.
Well, you're going to know how they died eventually.
Maybe.
That may help.
Well, no, I mean, like, look, coroners do a really good job, but they're also investigators. Yeah. Sometimes they have a rock-solid idea. Sometimes they just come up with a theory. You guys watch enough Netflix murder documentaries
to know
that?
I guess they would know if somebody, if they died at the hands of somebody else, you know?
Or they died naturally.
Yeah.
Well, no, because there are people that they think died naturally, and it turns out they were poisoned.
Right.
Okay.
You would never know. Could never know.
Yeah.
It's possible.
But they're out of here now. We scrub the floors and we move on.
It is funny how you pick up, like, weird things you shouldn't know. Like, for example, based on the murder documentaries that you guys love and I've caught at some point, like during an autopsy, if you cut someone open and smell almonds, it means they've been poisoned with arsenic.
Oh. It smells kind of pleasant, though.
Well, dead body.
Yeah, I don't know if it covers up that.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's a dead body.
Well, at least you get a little almond whiff.
Which, you sound like you're doing the worst ad for almond joy of all
time. I love almonds, so that's not the worst. Like, if I walk in, it smells like dead almonds in my house. Not that bad.
Dead almonds.
Yeah.
So Dickie Betts is there.
Yes. Well, actually, all of them are now there because they're all in rock and roll heaven.
What do you think your wife would pick?
Oh, she would. She. That's a. I'm going to say probably person under bed over dead body.
So you think she would want living?
She's going to rely on you to protect her.
Oh. Did you just set me up to man shaming?
No, I'm simply asking you a question.
Is this what you do now? You man shame? Huh?
Like a big old dude pops out from under the bed.
He wouldn't be that big underneath my bed. Okay. He'd be my size or less.
All right, but again, even at your size, I mean, with all due respect, you're my boy. I love you.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you're not exactly a fighter. Not in those shoes.
Yeah, I mean,
at
if it was Terrible Time Timmy under your bed, he could take you. Am I wrong?
I mean, there has been
a lot of rec sports.
I mean, word on the street is there's a lot of discussion about Rochester celebrity fights, you know, in the streets.
Oh, really?
So who do you think wins in a fight? Terrible Time Timmy, who weighs legitimately 110 pounds, or Tommy Mulet?
I'm old.
Timmy Scrappy. I'm taking Scrappy.
I don't know. I've watched Timmy getting like borderline hockey fights.
Yeah.
The kid can't fight. But Tommy.
He actually flaps in the wind when the AC kicks in.
They'd both be really good hiders, so maybe the fight wouldn't even happen.
Yeah, right. They're hiding from each other.
Under the bed?
Next to each other. Don't tell Timmy I'm here. All right, Tommy, as long as you don't tell Tommy I'm here. I think there's one very important thing that you are not considering, that we're all not considering, and it kind of touches on something Tommy's been saying, but a little different. Mm. If you were to find the person living under your bed, no matter their size, strength, ability to fight, you would have the jump on them. Because they're under your bed.
Yeah.
They can't really hurt you.
Takes a minute to get out from under a bed.
Exactly. Like,
nobody looks cool crawling out from under a bed.
No. When's the last time you crawled out from under a bed?
Well, if you're cleaning underneath there.
Okay, but I'm always afraid to get fully under the bed.
But they don't even, I mean, they could just like grab you.
Okay, but
they got your ankles.
And then what? But then they have to like, while holding you, maneuver their way out from under the bed.
They got a taser or something.
They got a taser.
Taser.
Hey, you brought up somebody in the closet. You're throwing all theories out there. I can't have a taser under my bed.
Let's leave Tommy's lifestyle out of this. Look, you could sprint out of your bed, or spin out of your house before they're even on their feet.
Yeah.
Right? And like we said, Kimmy, with the closet person, mm-hmm. if you find the dead person, whomever put them there could be lurking in all kinds of places mm-hmm. in your home, and you yeah. would have no idea where they were.
But
right?
I don't know if that, let's say that person gets arrested, maybe they do some jail time. I don't know if they're coming back.
Okay.
I would just be way more disturbed if there was a corpse under my bed, because that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, somebody crawling under your bed, I could wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
How a dead person got stuffed under my bed while I was out is baffling.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. The most logical explanation.
I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah, the most logical explanation, even if it's a scarier explanation, is the one that's easier to deal
get there.
With.
Well,
yeah.
you may also start to question your other people that live in your house.
Ooh.
Well, yeah.
Which could cause some problems.
No, I mean, if you found a dead body under your bed, you would think your spouse put them there.
Spouse or kid.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, kid. I even think
maybe
about
have
kid.
Older kids. I don't know.
I got me an evil kid and a dead body underneath my bed.
Can we do a quick sidebar?
What is it?
My sister was over at the house over the weekend.
Mm.
My whole family was.
Yeah.
And, you know, the new thing is, like, everyone's got their own metal water bottles. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my sister, she's got three kids and a stepdaughter. And she's smelling her water bottle. She goes, "That smells like bleach." And she shows her husband. He goes, "Yeah, it's got a little bit of a smell, right?" And
my, somebody clean it?
Yeah, I don't know. My sister-in-law goes, "Oh my God, I just saw a documentary where the daughter murdered her mom." That was the first thing that fell out of her mouth. like these murder documentaries have warped us all.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Now she's got my, you know, 10-year-old niece yeah. trying to murder her mother via poison.
I will say, if you watch enough of these, you've seen every scenario
yeah.
of murder.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't be your first thought
yeah,
with a 10-year-old girl.
She's trying to my kid capable of?
Murder her mother via poisoning. Let it wash down upon
Amazing.
You.
Amazing.
All right, can I just say real quick? Because we just played. That's Curtis Samuel's first ever touchdown catch for the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
It happens in week 11.
Big game for him.
Yes, it was. It was, where were you for the Curtis Samuel game? Because he is a sneaky candidate for offensive MVP yesterday. Normally, when somebody sneezes on him, he falls down.
Oh.
And yesterday, Kimmy, he was getting yards after the catch all over the. It's like, who is this man? And where did
nice
Curtis Samuel
see.
Go?
Wow.
It was great. Your Buffalo Bills with a 30-21 win in Orchard Park yesterday. The Bills are now within a game
wow.
of that first overall seed. Also, Jets lost again yesterday.
They did?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
They were in control the whole second half when they blew it. I hate loving it, but I love hating it. All right, but as much as the Bills win is great,
yeah.
someone else
had... Even greater.
What?
The greatest.
You think you were better than what the Bills did yesterday?
That was pretty close.
Okay.
Since I was calling it.
Well, look, I mean, so you nailed everything all the way through, you think?
Gotta be.
Yeah? Well, let's find out.
What
because, well, Tommy made his picks on Friday, but today's Monday.
Tommy told it like it is, and now we find out how it was. Excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to Tommy's first pick on Friday here in the break room on CMF. Over under 1.5 a touchdown for Khalil Shakir.
I'm going to take the over because he has to step up. He's got to be a leader.
And if you're going to bet what Tommy is betting, you should take solace in the fact that he absolutely thought Khalil Shakir was Keon Coleman when we started this.
I wasn't sure with all these crazy names. Khalil, Coco, this guy
Khalil.
Over here.
Khalil. Khalil DiCaprio.
Kyle. Kincaid.
Kyle's the most boring name of all time. And who's Kyle? Do we even have a Kyle?
I think you know we got a Kyle.
There's no Kyle.
Kyle Jones.
I don't think they have
a Kyle Jones.
There's no Kyle Jones.
Yeah, he's in a practice squad. Check him out. Good kid.
So to be clear, as Kimmy looks up our Kyles, you are over 0.5 touchdown for Khalil Shakir.
Guy's got to get it done.
Right.
Got to feed that dog, son.
All right, before we get into the actual pick,
yeah.
Kimmy, if you didn't hear on Friday, did look through the entire Bills roster.
Mm-hmm.
And among 60-some-odd men with the active and practice squad, there is not a single Kyle on the Bills roster.
No Kyles to report.
You would think that would be like an NFL rule. You have to carry one Kyle.
Yeah, they do not have that.
Wow.
Like not even one Kyle, let alone multiple Kyles, which would be a Kyle pile.
Oh, your fantasy.
But back to the
let's get back to business.
The matter at hand. Khalil Shakir was your Buffalo Bills leading receiver last night. 8 catches for 70 yards.
Big game.
Including what might have been the catch of the game on 3rd and 9.
I don't know how he doesn't break in half sometimes.
His spleen must have exploded. Okay. But that's not what we care about, Tommy.
What do we care about?
We're here for touchdowns, which he did not get.
But he should have.
Josh threw 1 touchdown pass. You heard it from Curtis Samuel. Mm. Should have. What are you talking about? He should have.
I mean, he used him. Deserve one.
They should have got him in the end zone.
Why?
They didn't utilize him correctly.
They were focused on stopping him, and he still had 8 catches for 70 yards. That's amazing.
Right. So,
Burger.
Keep going, fellas. So I got hosed on that one.
No, you missed it.
Hosed.
You genuinely missed it. By the way, if you had money on Curtis Samuel for an anytime touchdown last night, you made some
congratulations.
Coin. Seriously. Mm. But that doesn't matter again. Right. You are 0 for 1, Mr. Everything Went Right. Hey, greatest win in history. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy here on CMF. Over under 40 yards rushing for Josh Allen.
He's going to get 40 yards easy.
He didn't get it in the last regular season game.
He's going to get it. I feel good.
Why?
Because you need it.
You think he's going to be scrambling for those yards?
I mean, he could run one in for a touchdown. Ooh. Yeah. Right?
That's not the answer to Kimmy's question. Yeah.
I mean, I could see him seeing an opening where, and he just goes for it.
So you're saying it wouldn't be a design run. It would be him just taking off running. Okay.
And you know he loves to do that stuff. And you don't think he wants to do that on national television? Chuck that ball into the end zone?
Chuck. All right. So to be clear.
No, like.
You are
after
over
he wins,
40 yards rushing.
His Clipper's going to be moving, bro. He's going to be the Yankee Clipper with good wheels.
How about them Gams?
How about them?
Yankee
how about
Clipper
that Yankee
with
Clipper?
Good wheels.
Josh Allen. 12 carries, a touchdown, and 55 yards rushing. Ooh. And what put you over the top
by
was...
the skin of my pubes. It works.
If he doesn't run that touchdown in, you lose.
Oh, yeah.
The skin
but
of
I knew it.
Your
I felt it.
My balls and your balls.
But I said
talk.
He's going to be the star of this game when he does this.
Ooh, you picked Josh Allen to be the star of the game? Wow, way to go out on a limb.
With that move...
What?
That's the play of the day.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I calls it.
By the way, that was the first rushing touchdown Josh has scored against the Chiefs. Did they say that last night?
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, I guess
that can't be right.
That's what I thought, too, but I saw that stat last night. He must have scored a rushing touchdown against the Chiefs before.
Just based on how high scoring the games have been between them and the Chiefs.
I'm trying to think of one where he ran one in, and I can.
Can I get my ding?
When you're done... You weren't even listening to your own ding.
Running your goddamn mouth.
She gave me the ding. I'm sorry. I'm trying to talk.
No, you talked all over my ding.
Oh, I talk on your
well,
ding.
Well, these dings are tough to get.
Oh, yeah, because you suck so hard and so long. Also, what? Josh with his 12 carries, 55 yards, and a touchdown. He was the Bills' leading rusher last night as well as the leading passer.
Well, they couldn't run the ball.
The Chiefs went all out to stop the Bills' running backs, which is an interesting strategy when you have Josh freaking Allen lined up. Yeah. And by the way, even with James Cook having the worst rushing day of his season so far, still scored twice.
Yeah.
I don't understand, though, when I'm watching this game.
Yeah.
On every first down with the Bills, they run the ball and they get stuffed.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Keeping them honest. Because they set up balls.
How about you just throw the goddamn ball if this run ain't working?
Okay.
It looks like it was like the same play every time. And they get stuffed at the line.
This is football 101, man.
Well, football 101 blows butt.
If you pass every down, then they know you're passing. And then you can set up the pass on the play action. Do you know what that
is? But you did it every first down.
They won.
Who are you fooling?
They won by 2 scores.
I
so
understand.
It worked. So
don't get
it,
too comfortable.
Okay. By the way, real quick, before we get to the next pick, I'm sorry. I know we're going on and on about Josh, but I'm gushing. I'm wearing his jersey.
Well, come on, man. It was a hell of a game.
Josh absolutely set them up for that run. With his slides after 3-yard rushes all game long.
So
did you guys notice that?
So it was a hustle.
Yes. I mean, he was hustling them all game. Like, because he had space, and he was sliding early.
Yeah, going down.
Sliding early, and then all of a sudden, he turned it on after he got the first down, and that was ball game, baby. Checkmate. Josh Allen is so smart and handsome. Tommy does it like it is. You are sitting 1-2, but you're feeling pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how this keeps rolling with his third pick from Friday on CMF. Over under 1.5 interceptions for Patrick Mahomes.
So he's got to get a deuce. Picked off twice.
He would have to throw 2 picks for this to hit on an over.
Of course they are, man.
Wow. The bolt.
Come on. Didn't you see what that team did last week?
Against Joe Flacco.
Oh, I was told Joe Flacco. Very protective on the ball. Wild adventure.
Yeah.
I say he gets picked off. I'm going to take the over.
So two.
Two. Two.
No, because you said he gets picked off, and you're going to try and fight it if he throws one.
No, he's going to get picked off.
Okay, great.
By the way, he's holding a 4.
He's such an idiot.
Maybe 4. I don't know.
His hand does not work.
Could be
he's
Pick City.
Get picked off this
Pick
many
City.
Times.
Oh, my God.
We could be looking at Pick City.
Going Pick City. That first drive, what a way to start a game against the Chiefs. Taylor Rapp and his puffy helmet are making a sneaky play for Bills MVP of the season so far. He is winning you games all over the place. Fun fact, the Bills are 6-0 since Taylor Rapp put on his puffy helmet.
Damn.
There you go. But here's the thing.
The magic hat.
It was a magic hat. So there's your first interception. This one bothers me, and it bothers me for multiple reasons. Well, this would be what sealed the game last night.
All right, here's
a problem. So first of all, you got your two interceptions. Congratulations. Everyone was nice and quiet so you could hear your
thank you. See, when you play nice.
Ding-ass bitch.
Jesus will be nice to you.
That was a 4th-and-13.
Yeah.
Meaning that if Terrell Bernard would have simply knocked the ball down, the drive is over, and the Bills have better field position.
Well, and it was pretty sweet catch, though.
Yes, it was pretty sweet catch.
I mean,
yes,
pretty impressive.
Or how do you dial that back in the moment?
Yeah, it would be hard.
Because you also
run the risk, though, of like accidentally tipping it up or so, you know what I mean?
Knock it down.
Yeah.
Everybody around
me is okay with the catch.
Everybody around me is going nuts, and I'm yelling only because of you. Should have knocked it down. Should have knocked it. You didn't have to do that.
But thank you.
Shut up. That I would like to put that pick under protest because it was a bad football play by Terrell Bernard.
That doesn't mean anything.
Bad, heady football play.
Don't be bitter.
No,
don't be Bobby bitter today.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Just saying. I know football. You don't.
Yeah.
Why don't you throw the ball every play?
You wouldn't have made the ballsy picks that I made.
Let's get to our fourth pick from
Tommy. Yeah, let's get to that one.
On Friday here on CMF.
Do
the Bills win? And if so, is it more than three? And that's all I need an answer for. I don't need anything.
Well, I think
with that hockey stick.
I think the Bills are going to win. But you're asking me, like, do they cover the points? Yes.
Okay.
I think they cover the points.
So that's it then?
Okay.
I think.
You can just stop. You don't have to keep going.
No, I think but beyond that, I don't think we're looking at a blowout.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I think we're looking at a mini blowout.
No, this isn't a thing. We're not going to do this.
I think they win.
What the hell is a mini blowout?
They win by a touchdown. They win by 7
That's
points.
Not a blowout.
No, that's what I said. It's a mini blowout.
You could just say they win and cover.
What's
that?
A mini blowout?
They win by a touchdown. Well, they did.
Mini blowout.
Mini blowout.
Okay, shut up.
Something new. We're floating out there.
You're just making something.
Wait, you don't like anything I do.
I don't like it for you. This isn't a good thing for you.
Let him go.
He says that. She says that every week.
I'm trying to help.
And she's always right. It's never good for you. When has it ever been good for you?
See how I brought you two back together?
It turns out.
You just got played, man.
I asked, why were there only one set of footprints in the sand? And it turns out it's because we were both punching Tommy off the beach. So, we have a dilemma here.
No, we don't.
Oh, we do.
You're going to try to wiggle out of this.
Oh, no, there's no wiggle
out. Ain't no dilemma.
You clearly said. The Bills
by 7.
No, yes, by 7. You didn't say
they
by 6.
They won by 9.
You didn't say,
means,
I didn't
call my shot there.
You didn't say full-on blowout. You said mini blur.
That's what this was, a mini blowout.
Kimmy,
it was under 10 points.
Do you see the problem here?
No. Watch him try to wiggle out of this.
No, here's the problem. It's
you made it a little confusing. So
no,
we have to break this down.
You said, and it clearly stated
a
twice,
mini blowout.
Twice, they would win by 7.
By 7.
Not 7 or more. They would win by a touchdown. They won by 9.
Okay. This is what you're going to try to pull now?
I'm trying to figure out. You said it. These were your words.
This is the kind of show you want to run?
Gimme, you want to
There's a reason I was saying don't call your shot. Just say they win and cover.
So you guys are
going
to try to
jip
me out of this.
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm asking a question.
Listen, you're going to get your ding.
Wait. No,
you are king and queen jip.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just gave you a ding and you weren't listening.
You're jipping me. And
no, I gave you your ding.
You're dinging and chipping at the same time.
Well,
I'm dinging and chipping.
I'm saying you made it very confusing with this
didn't.
Mini blur out thing you're doing, which isn't a real thing.
By the way, why did we give him his ding? I think we should leave it up to the
audience.
No,
I've already been dinging.
If we leave it up to everybody, they're going to be domination.
No, Tommy,
I love Tommy.
He's pathetic, but we'll vote for him anyway. No, you have to say or more. It's not like I can go to FanDuel.
Or more.
Yes, 7 or more or
no,
7.
By a touchdown.
No, because if they would have won by exactly 7, you'd have been walking around here with your balls out. Master.
I'm not that kind of guy.
Doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression for some reason. Okay.
So what's my final total?
We're not done yet, stupid.
I know.
You're so bored with you talking, you forgot you got one
more
pick.
I forgot. The bonus-a-roo.
Let's get to Tommy's bonus pick from Friday here on CMF.
Not so fast, buddy. I predict this game's going to be, of course, wild. It's going to be a wild game, man. A lot of celebs, a lot of heat in the building. I do predict that Josh Allen will get one rushing touchdown.
That's not a bonus pick.
Yes, it is.
The easiest pick of all time.
It is. You try it.
Okay, Josh Allen will get a rushing
touchdown. No, you tried doing it.
I just did it.
But I will say this, too.
What?
If they lose this game, I don't think they make the playoffs. I think Pittsburgh takes that spot.
Okay. The Bills are 8-2.
Yep.
You think that the Bills, worst case scenario, at 8-3 with a 4-game lead going into the bye, will not make the playoffs?
I think if you don't win this game, I think Pittsburgh's going to take your spot.
It's the lamest.
Okay, well, that didn't happen, so.
Yeah, it's the lamest bonus pick of all time. You
picked the one against... but you did get the Josh Rue pick.
And by the way, an epic touchdown.
What?
Yeah, all
show-stopping.
All touchdowns.
It elevated his status in the NFL.
You can't elevate his status any higher without a Super Bowl win.
Well, this is getting closer.
I love how you said elevated his status. He and Mahomes have literally, we're the story every single day on every single channel. We have the TV out right now. They have been showing highlights of this game on national television.
They keep showing one highlight in particular.
What's that, Tommy?
Josh.
Oh, I got Josh.
Pick on the Josh.
I got, don't you. No, like, I mean, I'm disappointed in your bonus pick.
Oh, are you really disappointed?
Why don't you pick
we were also disappointed at the time, too.
Yeah, but then I called it.
Why don't you pick the Bills to wear pants when they come off of the bye? How about that?
Well, then you wouldn't watch.
4-1 on your lame-ass, weak-ass bonus pick. Even though Kimmy went soft on you, I get disqualified for where they whining in the worst ways ever, and you're all on board with that. But
don't come for me. I gave him a stupid mini blowout.
You two are such whiners, man.
Bro,
I told you not to complicate
your
things,
chintzy,
and you did it to yourself.
Whiners.
The chintzy, chipping whiners sounds like a band of three heads this weekend. Like Jeff at the door is taking tickets for the chintzy, chipping whiners. All right, 4-1 week. Congratulations.
Oh, boy.
You giant piece of crap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.